This is Digital Story Podcast number 1004, June 17th, 2025. Today's theme is the new OM system OM5 Mark II. I'm Derek Story. Today, OM System is announcing the Mark II update to its enthusiast OM5 mirrorless camera. Many of the new features are based on customer feedback from the previous version. On this week's TDS Photography Podcast, I'll explain those updates, plus add a few thoughts of my own. All of this, and some news to boot. I hope you enjoy the show. When I think about the new OM5 Mark II, really, I'm thinking that Micro Four Thirds camera shooters can save some dollars with this model, because I'll tell you the price right now. We'll get that out of the way. The suggested retail price will be $1,199, basically $1,200. The OM3 that's for sale right now still holding the same price that it was announced at for the most part, and that's at $2,000. So this camera is $800 cheaper, yet you get a lot of the things that people wanted. So I think that is the angle on this camera, is that you can save $800, have a lot of the features, not all the features that you get in the OM3, but a lot of the features, and just go about your merry way. So let's talk about some of those new features. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, a lot of this is based on customer feedback from the first release of the OM5 from OM System. And to be honest with you, a lot of people were a little bit disappointed with that release because it had some older technology in it. I think one that really drove people crazy was not having the USB-C port and having an older version of USB. You know, little things like that, that, well, quite honestly, are annoying. So, OM System heard you, those of you who let them know about the things that you thought that camera should have, and I believe they've addressed practically every one of them. Let's take a little tour through the new features or the improved features. First of all, they improved the ergonomic grip on the front. It's easier to hold. Always a nice thing when the camera is comfortable in the hand. They have the new USB-C port, allowing for charging from a power bank or anywhere else. Perfect for extended outdoor shoots. And that was a big complaint before, not having that USB-C port. Here's a goodie that you get, and especially if you want some of these features but don't want to buy the OM3, they have a computational photography button on the top plate. So that same button that you have with the OM3, which I absolutely love, I use it all the time because it allows you to quickly access computational photography functions of the camera. That button is a blessing, and it is on this new camera. New shooting modes, night mode and handheld assist. And when I say new shooting modes, I mean for the OM5. New OM Cinema video profiles for impressive cinematic 4K movies. There's actually Cinema 1 and Cinema 2 profiles. Those of you who want a camera to make movies as well as still pictures and want to have some of the quality features that movie makers like, this would be added to that, the new cinema video profiles. Here's another complaint that was addressed, which is they have the new OM1 series menu. Yes, better structure, more intuitive control. When people saw the old style menu on the OM5, the original OM5, they were super disappointed because the new menu system had been out for a while on the OM1. So, okay, they fixed that one too. The OM5 Mark II has the new menu system, which is, yes, a major improvement. Five-axis image stabilization. Okay, it had that before and it still does. Now, when we met with OM System before the release of this camera, they talked a lot about it being, very outdoorsy. They see this as an outdoor adventure camera, whereas I think if I heard them correctly, they see the OM3 as more of a creative tool for, highly creative professionals, leading to that outdoor adventure kind of vibe that they want for the OM5 Mark II. It is splash and dust proof. It has a high IP rating, freeze proof protection to minus 10 degrees centigrade for confident shooting in challenging conditions. It's available in two classic colors, the black and the silver, but they also have a new color called sand beige, which I think is quite attractive. And they say it's inspired by the natural tones made for outdoor explorers. Sand beige. So you have the black body, the silver and black body, and then sand beige. Now, I will mention right now, because I'll probably forget later, that sand beige will not be available as a kit, but in the body only. So it's a body only. Whereas the other ones, you have the option of buying body only or a kit. I'll give you some more information on that in just a few minutes. This camera is going to be available in early July, but they have a launch offer, and that launch offer is a 2-year extended warranty with the purchase of OM5 Mark II between June 17th and July 31st, 2025. All orders of the OM5 Mark II body or a kit will receive a complimentary 2-year extended limited warranty, which extends the limited warranty coverage to 3 years total from the original purchase date. Very nice for a camera that you're probably going to be taking outdoors quite a bit. So that launch offer, again, June 17th through July 31st. Okay, let's get into the pricing here. As I said, it'll be available in early July. The suggested retail price will be $1,199.99 US, $1,699.99 Canadian. A bundle kit with the OM5 Mark II and the 12-45 f4.0 Pro lens will be offered at a suggested retail price of $1,599.99 US or $2,199.99 Canadian. So that is a pretty good deal. You're getting that Pro lens basically for $400. They also have another bundled kit with the OM5 and the 14-150 f4-5.6-2, the Mark II, will be offered at a suggested retail price of $1,499.99 US or $2,099.99 Canadian. I think they brought this kit back because of the outdoor nature of this camera again, and they figured that a lot of people would be interested in having this lens, the 14-150 f4-5.6, because that essentially gives you a 28-300mm lens in a fairly compact kit. And you can get that kit for $1,500. The body, that lens, $1,500. Or if you want to go with the 12-45, $1,600. By the way, I have shot with the 12-45 f4 Pro, and I liked it a lot. I haven't bought it, nor do I think I will, because I have the 12-40 f2.8 Pro, which I absolutely love. But the 12-45 is more compact. It gives you a little extra reach. It's 45 millimeters instead of 40. So if you put it in effective focal length terms, it's a 90 on the long end versus an 80 with the other lens. And with the great image stabilization that the camera has, F4 for outside work, it's a constant aperture F4. That's pretty cool. And then, of course, it's weather resistant and all that kind of stuff. So they have some pretty good offerings here. So what do I think of all of this? Well, I'm glad they did this. and I think a lot of people probably would have wished that this would have been more of the camera that they released the first time. Because if you think back to when OM System first started taking over from Olympus, they released the OM-1, which was a hit, right? That was a big, big camera, still a big camera, very popular. People love it. It checks so many boxes. You know, it's just fantastic. So they came out of the gate really strong, transitioning from Olympus to OM system. The OM-5 was the second camera that came out after the transition. And a lot of people felt like that they didn't really put their best effort forward. You know, the little things that we've talked about that were annoyances with that camera. Some people were thinking, well, you're just using parts that you already had, you know, like not updating the USB port, things like that. Then I felt like OM System, in terms of reputation in the Micro Four Thirds community, took a half a step back after the OM-5. Here they have this great tailwind with the OM-1, take a half a step back with the OM-5, and then they came out with the OM-1 Mark II, which was a small update, honestly. I mean, it had a couple things, the built-in graduated filter, and a little bit of a spec bump, but not much more than that. So that is what followed the OM-5. So you have the OM-1 home run. Then you have the OM-5. Okay, maybe not a strikeout, but maybe a deep fly that's caught. Then you have the OM-1 Mark II. All right, that's a single. And then you're going, oh no, you know, these guys are not looking so good. Then they come out with the OM-3. Another home run, right? The OM-3 is just an amazing, fantastic camera. So now they've got the tailwind again. And the nice thing about the OM-5 Mark II is they didn't mess it up. They didn't screw it up, right? So they haven't lost any momentum from the OM-3. It's a solid camera. It's at a solid price. And it gives you a very legitimate alternative to the OM-3. If you felt like the OM-3 was just a bit too pricey, but now you can still have basically a lot of the goodies that you get with the OM-3. You don't get the cool dial in the front. There's some things that you don't get, but you do get the computational photography stuff, and that is a big biggie. I'm happy about this release. I think it will keep OM Systems' momentum moving forward, and it'll keep them in the conversation, and we'll see what happens from here. So hats off, OM System. OM 5 Mark II looks like a solid camera release. Let's take a look at some camera industry news. I have some good stuff for you. This is an article I found on Petapixel. Free app creates the perfect custom Fujifilm film simulation for you. And I have a link to it in the show notes. Let me read you a little bit about what they say here. A significant part of the appeal of Fujifilm's X and GFX series cameras is Fujifilm's phenomenal film simulations. While many photographers enjoy these carefully created simulations straight out of the box, experimental shooters can also build their own in-camera and save them as custom recipes. Photographer Oliver Mandick has built a free web tool to help Fujifilm owners craft new image recipes based on the look they want and the subject they are capturing. Fuji X Recipe Generator is a web app that can be easily added to the home screen on iOS and Android devices. While it's currently in beta form, Mandick says it is fully functional. While he plans to refine it further, he tells Petapixel that photographers can start experimenting with it now. He adds that this tool is and always will remain entirely free. Fuji X Recipe Generator is designed for people to have fun and will never be a commercial product. It's very straightforward to use, and the resulting image recipes depend not only on the user's responses to a series of questions, but also on the specific sensor of the camera they're using. There are 6 available sensor choices, including generators of Fujifilm X-Trans sensors, as well as the latest 40 megapixel X-Trans 5 chips. Additionally, a general CMOS sensor catch-all that covers the non-X-Trans Fujifilm models. Users can also select their specific camera model, although this is optional. For the purposes of an example, suppose an XE5 owner, XE5 being the new camera that was just announced, wants to try a new recipe that they can assign directly to a custom position on the camera's fancy film simulation dial. The word fancy is petapixels, not mine. The first important question is determining the overall visual look: vintage, cinematic, high contrast, soft and dreamy, or natural. From there, photographers can select a specific film stock to inspire their new creation, including Kodak Portra, Fujifilm Provia, Ilford HP5, and Kodak Ektar. Additional questions focus on things like color tone, warm, cool, or neutral, preferred photographic subjects, portraits, landscapes, street, travel, food, or architecture, typical lighting conditions, natural, golden hour, overcast, harsh midday sun, low light or indoor or mixed lighting, preferred color saturation, muted, natural, vibrant, preferred contrast, low, medium, or high, and the expected use of the final photos, social media, prints, commercial work, or personal archives. After making these selections, the Fujifilm X recipe generator algorithm generates the required settings that photographers can input to their camera to create the film simulation. If any Fujifilm photographer requires help figuring out how to input the Fuji X recipe generator's results in their camera, Fuji X Weekly has a great how-to article on the topic. By the way, there's a link to all of this in this article. While Fujifilm's built-in film simulation options are great, it's always fun to experiment with custom ones. Embracing the creative process of digital photography is a big part of the overall experience Fujifilm works hard to create. This is lovely. I mean, I just love stuff like this because I think it's very much going to simplify the process of you creating your own recipes for your Fujifilm cameras. Now, I'm curious, I haven't done it yet, but I'm curious to see if these settings are also able to be transposed to other cameras. You know, in other words, if they say, you know, set the contrast at this, set the white balance at this, you're going, I could maybe do that to my OM system camera or my Canon or my Nikon, that kind of thing. I'm going to play with it, and if I discover anything crazy, I'll let you know, but I'm going to tell you right now that I'm pretty high on this. They have screenshots in the article as well. Lots of information, lots of links. Of course, links to the generator itself. And I have a link to the article in the show notes. Fujifilm shooters, I think this is going to be a lot of fun. 46 ways to make money from photography. And this is an article on amateurphotographer.com. I have a link in the show notes. I just included this because it's fun. It's fun. I think most of us know the ways that we could, if we wanted to, make money from our photography. But it's fun to see lists sometimes. And that's what they've done here. They have a list of 46 items along with a little descriptive paragraph. And I'm going to give you some of them right now, just for giggles. Here we go. Stock photography. Sell your work online. Sell your work from your own platform. Be a wedding photographer. Sell your images and stories. Event photographer. Sell your fine art prints. NFTs. Be a music photographer. Start a blog. Lifestyle photographer. Portrait photographer. Fashion photographer. Enter photography competitions. Be a landscape photographer. Edit and retouch images. Be a paparazzi photographer. Just, you know, watch out for those flying fists. Pet photographer. Film set photographer. Commercial photographer. Write about photography. be an architectural photographer, self-publish a book, self-publish an ebook, studio photographer, assist other photographers. We're at 27 now. Press photographer, sports photographer, wildlife photographer, travel photographer, school portraits, go for a grant, teach photography. Who would do that? Food and drink photographer, product photography, start a YouTube channel, become a social media superstar, create and sell presets and profiles, workshop and photography tours, career in the forces, forensic photographer, astrophotographer, review photography kit, right? Be a gear reviewer. Share your images and get paid. Exhibit your work. Sell used camera gear, number 46. So there you go. If you want any information about any of these ideas, they're waiting for you in this article, and I have a link in the show notes. A Guide to Light Painting Photography. This is an article that's on lensrentals.com. I have a link in the show notes. So light painting, well, let me back up for a second. So I have an online course that we're in the middle of right now called Creative Photography Techniques. And we're covering all sorts of stuff. It's been a lot of fun. I'm super enjoying this workshop. But I have a list that's very long, and I can't get to everything on this list this year. So what I'm going to do is we're going to have the course again next year. Some of the things that were more popular will stay in the course, and then I'll add some of the other things so that even if you've taken the course before, you can take it again, right? And it'll still be fun. You still have new stuff. One of the things that's on that list is light painting. I think it's interesting, and it's a lot of fun, and we're just not going to get to it this year. We might get to it next year, but in the meantime, there's this excellent article on Lens Rentals about light painting. Let me read you a little bit about it. Light painting is a great way to approach photography differently, but it can be a complicated process and requires some trial and error to get it right. I would say that is an understatement. But when done right, you can really maximize the lighting you're using, or not, better yet, add a level of surreal lighting to your images. So let's take a look at light painting and share with you how to prepare for it to yield the best results. So then it gets into, you know, what is light painting, which is using a handheld light source to paint or illuminate parts of the scene during a long exposure. So he discusses that. And then he has essential gear, camera, tripod, remote shutter release. For light sources, he has LED flashlights, glow sticks, fiber optics, or even smartphone screens can be used creatively. And that's a pretty good tip right there. Dark clothing and dark environment. Wearing black helps the photographer remain unseen in the frame. And then he gets into techniques and tips. Light trails and patterns, working with subjects. He's got a lot of examples in here that are pretty fun too. I mean, the photo examples are good. And then he gets into, after he has all the examples, let me just read you a few of the examples. I shouldn't just skim over them. Light trails and patterns, working with subjects, visual focus, light streaks, creating light orbs and streaks. So, you know, and then he has a photo example of all of these techniques and how to do them. And then his final thoughts. Light painting is a blend of technical skill and artistic expression. And as such, there are no steadfast settings you can use to get perfect results every time. Instead, light painting requires a lot of planning ahead and trial and error to get the settings just right. It encourages experimentation and offers endless creative opportunities, and it can provide a really interesting element to your images. And I agree. So if you've been kind of itching to try something new, light painting could be something that would scratch that itch. And if so, we have an article waiting for you right here on lensrentals.com. Okay, let's take care of a little virtual camera club news. Let's start out with Inner Circle Bold. Guess what, Inner Circle Bold members? Your workshop is coming up. Next month, we're going to start the photos for Mac and iOS master course. I've been working on it. It's going to be a terrific course. And it's my thank you to the Inner Circle Bold members who signed up during that promotion. But you can sign up to be Inner Circle or Inner Circle Bold at any time, because even if you sign up for Inner Circle Bold now, that means you will get a coupon for a free online workshop next year in the 2026 season. That coupon will remain good through the whole season and for selected workshops. So you can sign up for Inner Circle Bold now. That coupon will be available to you at the start of the 2026 workshop season. You can sign up to be an Inner Circle member and still get all the wonderful perks, discounts on all of our workshops, access to our Inner Circle space on Derek Story Online, heads up on new workshops. And that's going to be coming into play pretty soon, because I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag yet, but Inner Circle members will soon be learning about a new workshop that's going to be offered. They will get 1 week's ahead notice before I make an announcement to the general public. That will be happening as early as this week. Inner Circle members, keep an eye on your mailbox. Keep an eye on the Inner Circle space on Derek Story Online. All of this is because I'm so thankful for our Inner Circle members. I respect this group, and I'm so happy to have them helping support our community. Thank you, Inner Circle members. If you're interested in joining either the Inner Circle or Inner Circle Bold, click on the Patreon tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story. You can nose around there, sign up, and then you'll be hearing from me as soon as I see your email. Big thanks to Inner Circle members for supporting this podcast. I want to mention our Sonoma County Autumn Adventure Workshop. It's coming up in November, starting November 4th. And this is where we have a variety of really enjoyable and visually exciting photographic opportunities. Everything from the African Wildlife Preserve to vineyards in the fall, to wine tasting, to rugged coasts, to redwoods, you name it, this workshop has it all. We have a few open seats. If you're interested, click on the link in the show notes or click on workshops on the Digital Story or on the nimblephotographer.com. You can sign up right there and reserve your spot for the Sonoma County Autumn Adventure Workshop beginning November 4th. And finally, I'd like to give a big thanks to our friends at Red River Paper, longest running sponsor of this podcast. These are the folks that provide the information, the paper, the ink, everything you need to get your inkjet printing mojo going. And printing pictures is exciting. Not the actual printing them, although I do like printing. I do enjoy the process of printing. It involves usually having some good music on, it involves a pot of coffee, and it involves not paying attention to email, to social networks, to basically any outside sources. I sometimes don't even take phone calls while I'm printing. I just love, you know, getting immersed in the printing process, spreading out the prints on the table, and just marveling at how different my images look when they're printed on beautiful Red River paper. You can learn about inkjet printing. Everything you need to know is on their site. All you have to do is click on the tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story, nose around a bit, order some paper, be sure to use our coupon code for free shipping, and you too can have a wonderful inkjet printing experience. Just enjoy it, immerse, and create some beautiful artwork. And a big thanks to Red River Paper for supporting this podcast. All right, it's going to do it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. Working on more terrific stuff for next week. Until then, get out there, take some pictures. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.